McAllen ISD proposes $335 million bond to address aging schools. Gutierrez said the district serves more than 19,000 students across 31 campuses and employs over 3,000 staff members. The last bond approved in 2005 focused primarily on building new schools rather than maintaining or renovating existing ones. Even those buildings that were new in 2005 are over 20 years old now, he said. They also need maintenance, repairs, and upgrades. According to Gutierrez, Texas does not provide funding for school facility construction or renovations, requiring districts to seek voter approval through bonds. Any schools you want to build, facilities you want to renovate, everything has to go through a bond, he said. The proposal was developed with input from a facilities advisory committee composed of parents, staff, and community members, as well as external consultants. The group conducted walkthroughs across all campuses and identified priority needs. Gutierrez said the $335 million proposal addresses only the highest priority issues, leaving lower priority needs unfunded. That's how far behind we are, he said. The bond includes 8 categories of projects, including expanded career and technical education programs, cafeteria upgrades, improved campus security entrances, enclosed gymnasiums for several elementary schools, fine arts facilities at high schools, classroom additions to replace portable buildings, interior renovations at high schools, and district-wide infrastructure improvements such as roofs, air conditioning, and lighting. Gutierrez said some students currently attend classes in portable buildings that have been in use for more than 30 years. He also noted that fine arts students often practice in hallways, cafeterias, or outdoor spaces due to limited facilities. Our kids deserve better, he said. The superintendent said safety concerns have also altered campus layouts over time, with some schools lacking formal front entrances after modifications made in response to school violence. The bond proposes redesigned entryways that balance accessibility and security. Financially, Gutierrez said the district has reduced its tax rate from $1.13 in 2020 to 93 cents, a decrease of more than 20%. He stated that if the bond passes, the tax rate would remain unchanged. We are not raising the taxes, he said, noting that state law requires ballot language to describe bonds as tax increases regardless of actual rate changes. Gutierrez explained that 80 cents of the current tax rate funds operations, while 13 cents is allocated to debt repayment. The district plans to use that existing portion to finance the new bond as older debt is retired. He also outlined homestead exemptions, including a $200,000 exemption for homeowners aged 65 and older and a $140,000 exemption for younger homeowners, as mechanisms to reduce tax burdens. Gutierrez said the district has received an A rating in both academics and financial accountability from the Texas Education Agency, but acknowledged shortcomings in facilities. The only thing that we need an A is where you think we need the A is in facilities, he said, adding that maintenance staff reports ongoing issues due to aging infrastructure. Early voting began April 20 and continues through April 28, with Election Day scheduled for May 2. Gutierrez said that if approved, the district will establish a bond oversight committee made up of community members to ensure transparency and accountability in project implementation.